Course 1, Section 1, Lesson 1, A Fresh Look at the Challenges of Aging. Houses are almost always built for completely able-bodied people, and that's why so few homes allow aging in place. So in a sense, our job in this course is to re-engineer your home with the kind of features that could have been put in place during construction but weren't. That's much less troublesome than you might think if the details are assessed one at a time and a logical plan created. So your first job is to figure out how far you want to go with aging at home enhancements. Your choices set the tone for the whole project, so take your time and remember the most important fact of all. We're not aiming to meet just your current needs, but future needs too. That's key. Another thing to consider is exactly how these changes and upgrades will be completed in your home. If you're handy, you can certainly tackle some or even all the work yourself. My guess, however, is that few people taking this course will complete all the major work themselves, but will end up hiring a contractor for at least the big stuff. Smaller items, such as hardware installation or simple modifications, could be done as a DIY project or not. Regardless, the technical information in this course is available to you and your contractor. It covers the best products to buy and the best way to make the renovations you need. You can either use this information yourself, with your own hands, or you can educate yourself about things, then use that knowledge to assess what's being proposed by a contractor. Either way, knowledge is key, especially considering that few contractors have much experience renovating a home for extended seniors living. Choosing a contractor is key to the success of any renovation project, and this one is no exception. Later in the course, I'll offer time-tested methods for finding and keeping a good contractor. This rarely happens without some effort and diligence on your part.